You're listening to Leo and Rebecca.
Hola, it's Carmen. And if none of your coworkers like you, are they the problem or are you?
Maybe you get an hour of lunch because
I deserve it. Exactly. And I don't get into arguments with my coworkers.
You say I don't deserve an hour lunch.
I never said you don't deserve
it. I deserve 2 hours and a raise.
Next on your world's famous Carmen's Call.
Put on Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
I listen every morning.
B93 equations. The 432's morning show. Leo and Rebecca
in the morning.
Only on B93. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Yeah, all right, time for some found...
Sound!
Some found sound. A United flight to Boston had to be diverted when the wings started falling apart mid-flight.
Yay! Yeah.
Yay! Thought you were going to say someone is having another meltdown.
Gosh, that's the last thing you want. But here's the thing. The wings going down, but there's some guy, and here's a passenger, and he's posting the damage on X as the flight is landing in Denver. Yeah, and it's like, what? I mean, you know, you got some issues on the plane, fine, but the last thing you want to know is that the wing is falling.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't want that. You don't want it. Here he is right now.
We're just about to land in Denver with the wing coming apart on the plane. Came apart when we took off in San Francisco. And we're just about on the ground.
How about how calm this guy is?
Okay, no, you're exactly right, because let me tell you right now, I recently was on a plane, and there was a tiny bit of turbulence, and the drama that I created, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like freaking out, and this dude's so calm.
He is.
Well, because these days, what was it not too long ago, door blew off the plane,
people
are sitting there with a missing door. This guy's chilling because, you know, the wing's falling apart. People are just calm these days. Like, what, do they expect something bad to happen?
It is insane. I'm sorry, I would not be that calm. I'm just saying.
Never. Nor would I be filming it, though. But, you know, that's just me.
Wow. Thankfully, everything was... the plane landed...
432's morning show. Leo and Rebecca in the morning. Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Hello, my name is Carmen. Can I please speak to Mario?
Yeah.
Hi there. Mario. I'm the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to Natalie, your HR manager here at the group.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, hi there. And it's been brought to my attention that you are having an issue with your coworker that you share a cubicle with.
Yeah, Anthony. Actually, I'm at lunch right now. Do you want to email me or do you?
Yeah, but I'm not at lunch. I'm working, so I'm trying to figure out the issue between you and Anthony because I've already spoken to him, and he seems to have an issue. Okay.
I have 25 minutes.
Yeah, I understand, but one of his issues. Okay.
You know, see,
yeah.
Why are you mocking my laugh?
I'm not mocking you, sir.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
No, I have 25 minutes.
Sir, okay, your lunch is not 25 minutes. That's already a lie. You get an hour for lunch.
No, I get 25 minutes. Maybe you get an hour of lunch because...
I deserve it, exactly. And I don't get into arguments with my coworkers.
You say I don't deserve an hour lunch.
I never said you don't deserve
it. I deserve 2 hours and a raise.
Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Carmen. I believe we were disconnected.
Oh, my God. No, we're not. I was at lunch.
No,
I just finished my chicken sandwich?
You said that you were at lunch for 2 hours, okay? And I was going to tell you that's what Anthony's issue is. He says you're never there doing your job.
You can easily call me in an hour.
I am not going to call you. You don't tell me what to do.
You don't tell me what to do. Can I enjoy my fries? Do you want me to choke on my fries? Is that what you want?
Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Carmen. Okay, we'll wait till you get back to have this conversation. But in the meantime, can you pick me up a chicken sandwich?
No.
With a
little... Are you out of your mind?
With some fire sauce and the sweet potato fries.
You lost it. You need a bag of pills.
Awesome. All right, real quick, 10 seconds on the board. Here are the rules real quick.
All right, we're playing the game. You cannot have more than 3 seconds of silence. You can't repeat the same answer twice, and you can't say,
All right, here's your topic. other things that you call the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. Not bathroom. What are other ways to refer to the bathroom? Name as many as you can. Ready and go.
Potty, tinkle. Restroom. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you said it. Yeah. But I like the way you were going. Potty. I got to go potty. I got to go to the tinkle.
Yes, I got to go tinkle. What was the other one she said? Restroom?
Restroom.
Yeah. You know what I said the other day? I heard a friend say it, and I don't, all of a sudden I'm like saying it now. Ladies' room. I'm going to go to the ladies',
ladies' room. Ladies' room. There you go.
Yeah, but I do say potty to my kids. Hey, go potty before we leave the house.
Got to go to the
washroom.
To the pot.
Got to go to the pot.
Yeah.
Some people call it the loo.
Yes,
the loo. The proper folks. Latrine. Yeah. Wow. How about guys? Some guys are like, I'm going to go to the John.
The John.
John's a weird word for a bathroom.
That's old school, I think. Wow.
The washroom, the toilet.
Yes.
I've never heard the water closet, but apparently you can call it a water closet.
And there's a couple we can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying.
There are a couple that Dad used to use back in the day. He's like, I'm going to the, you know.
Yeah, it's all good.
How about powder room?
Wow.
One we can't say on the radio, the crapper. I guess we can call it the crapper.
I guess so.
I'm going to use the facilities.
The facility.
All right. There you go. The can.
Wow.
I mean, there are a bunch.
This is true. The caca can.
Wow.
What? What?
Okay.
Never mind.
I'll stick with the ladies' room and the little boys' room.
Hey,
the men's
it doesn't
room.
Matter. You get some Domino's pizza no matter what.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah.
And hey, what station just hooked it up for you?
B93.
You got your W-2. Leo and Rebecca in the morning, B93.
Hey, everybody, it's
Leo and Rebecca in the morning, B93. Three. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Yeah, we'd like to welcome Norman to the show. How are things, bro?
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for picking me, and thank you for helping me figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do our best to try to help out, and we just want to know, for starters, what you can tell us about Sabrina.
You know, I'll lead off with the best thing. She fosters older dogs that shelters can't get placed.
Aww. Oh, that's it. I love her already.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, if she loves dogs, then I love her. I mean, that's the way it works. That's the universe.
Wow.
That is awesome. So aside from the dog thing, what did you two do on your date?
I normally do a coffee date before dinner. And so we went out and got a coffee. She ordered kind of like this kind of milkshakey whipped cream deal. And it looked good. So I just got the same thing. It was sweet, almost like super sugary, but it was good.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, you definitely sound like a commercial for coffee milk shakes.
Did anything go wrong? Did she get upset about anything, or is everything okay?
No, nothing stood out. We had great conversation. You even talked about going to dinner, which would have been last weekend if it happened, but it didn't.
Okay, so, yeah, definitely. I mean, you were already looking into the future, and that's a great sign. Did anything...
Oh, I was going coffee to dinner to skinny dipping. That was my move.
Hey! Okay, you know what? Yes, that's...
You're our kind of guy.
That's a good order there. Some coffee, a little talking, and then you skinny dipping. I mean, that's the way to roll.
Oh, you
do. All right, I can't imagine why she'd say no to this, but we're going to try to find out.
Well, and, you know, did anything awkward that you can think of, like, pop up during the date or whatever?
Other than not finishing my drink because I was getting like a sugar rush, that's the only thing that I can think of that was off.
All right. Well, we're going to call her next. Don't go nowhere. Let's see if it is in the cards or not, okay?
Awesome.
Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on
B93. Hello.
Hey, are we talking to Sabrina?
Yeah, who's calling?
What's up, girl?
It's Leo and Rebecca of The Morning Show. Do you have a few minutes to talk to us on the air?
You're pulling my leg, right?
No. This is for real. We heard from Norman, and you met him for coffee like maybe a week ago?
Okay. Yeah.
And?
he's really nice, but it's like hanging out with my grandpa.
Oh,
wow.
How so? Do tell.
Yeah. Well, It's just the way he talks. He says things like, gosh darn it. And, you know, I can't date somebody who talks like that.
Wow. So you found like some of the sayings were kind of old-fashioned or what? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought he was kidding, but then after he said boulder dash, I said gravel sprint, but he didn't get it. And, you know, to be fair, I guess it's not an obvious joke, but
no.
Then later he said, he's like, oh, you know, it would be my pleasure to take you to dinner next Saturday night. And I thought I'd fallen into the 1950s or something. It's the 2020s, you know?
Well, Jiminy Christmas, I like to be respectful, and I don't curse. Is that a problem?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. Okay. I mean, it's impossible to take you seriously. You know.
Wait, it's not trendy to be a gentleman and treat you like a lady? That's what I deserve.
But do you have to be a 25-year-old grandpa?
Yeah, well, let's get it. I get it. But it's awesome that your grandfather showed you what it's like to be treated well. He sounds like a good dude.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Right?
Why are you making this so complicated? You just aren't cool, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Look, you seem like a good person, and I like you. But I can't change the way I am. This is just how I was raised.
I know.
Look, if you decide that you want what you deserve, let me know, and I'll pamper you and all your dogs.
Hey, you know what? He did compliment you that you rescued dogs and all that stuff, and he was
singing your praises, girl, big time.
Yeah.
You're like opposite.
Are you sure you really don't want to give him a second chance?
I mean, for real, the ball's in your court, Sabrina.
I can't. I'm sorry. No.
Wow.
Oh, shucks. I was really hoping to see you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, don't make me feel bad about it. I have to go join 2024.
Wow.
Oh, okay, well, bye to Sabrina.
Okay.
And Norman.
Norman, in talking with you, I didn't get the vibe that you sounded like we're talking to somebody in the 50s. I don't get that.
You do sound like, you know, a total gentleman, though. Yeah. So props to you for that one, for real.
So maybe things will work out with someone else. But at least now you know why, okay, bro?
I get it, and thank you so much. I know it's not my riz.
Well, here's the deal is that, you know, you even suggested skinny dipping. I mean, that's kind of 2024. That's kind of cool.
So, that's very today.
Anyways, all right, bro. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Good luck to you finding that special lady.